With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump will host Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House Monday for talks on hopefully ending the Russia-Ukraine war. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The talks come on the heels of Donald Trump's meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Alaska. Zelensky will be joined here in Washington by several NATO and European leaders. Ahead of the White House meeting, administration officials said the U.S. and European allies could offer Ukraine a security guarantee resembling NATO's collective defense mandate. It's unclear, though, how committed President Trump would be to such a guarantee, given his criticism of past U.S. financial support for Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says achieving a peace deal with Hamas virtually impossible, given the fundamental difference between Western values and those of a bloody terrorist organization.
We're also dealing with an enemy for whom death is a logical option. In the West, we're not used to negotiating with people who, you know, for whom we'll say, oh, listen, if we don't get our way, we'd rather die. You don't really have that many people in the West like that anymore, but that's very common among Hamas.
And Oren says for Hamas, death is not only an option, but the preferred option compared to accepting a peace deal.
But they won't take that. They'd rather die. They'd rather die than go down in Muslim history as the people who, you know, ran away with the tails between their legs. They'd rather die. So that is a very difficult situation.
Meantime, Israeli protesters demanding a deal to free hostages in Gaza have attempted to shut down the country in a huge demonstration. Officials say rescue teams have recovered dozens of bodies from the collapsed homes in northwestern Pakistan. Death toll 274 now. In recent days, very heavy rains and flooding throughout the region. This is SRN News. Drag queen bingo, causing an uproar in the Empire State.
Public outrage has led to the cancellation of a fundraiser by the Child Advocacy Center of Greater Rochester. The organization, which says its mission is to protect vulnerable kids from harm, had been planning to host a bingo night featuring a performance by a drag queen. When word got out to the local community, it rebelled, some pointing out the strange irony of the center putting on a show that experts say would actually harm children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another country will recognize a Palestinian state. Australia will join France, the UK, and Canada in granting the Palestinians' aspirations at the UN General Assembly next month. Israel opposes the move, saying any such state must be the result of negotiations between itself and the Palestinians and cannot be unilaterally imposed by others. This is SRN News. Bloodshed early Sunday morning in a New York nightclub. Correspondent Julie Walker says police are still not sure at this time what may have caused that dispute, but the probe is underway.
A shooting at Taste of City Lounge in Brooklyn just before 3:30 Sunday morning leaves three men dead, including a 19-year-old and nine others, both men and women, injured. In all, they range in age from 19 to 61. New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says there was some kind of dispute.
The shooting preliminarily appears to be gang-related.
She says the guns appear to be 9mm and 45 caliber, and a gun was recovered not far from the scene.
We believe that there were up to four shooters involved in this incident.
The commissioner says whenever gangs are involved, there's always concerns about retribution. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at srnnews.com.